Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Why did he do it? He was there with Jesus. Why did he deny him? Well, there's many reasons. Fear. We did a whole lesson on fear. Fear of man bringeth a snare. We have to get to the point that we don't care what man can do to us. We will do what Christ says do. And many a times, if we're following Christ, it means our life. And that's what Jesus wanted Peter to see here. You know, it's the beginning of the year. A lot of people are making a lot of New Year's resolutions or New Year's promises. How many people done broke theirs? Exactly. If you don't make them, you don't break them. Well, Peter had made a promise to the Lord that, hey, I'll never forsake you. But he did. Jesus said, before the cock crows thrice, you were going to deny me. And that's what happens here. But I like this reading because the Lord is talking to Peter and getting him back in line. Whenever we talk about the love of Christ, it's a supreme love. Whenever the Bible repeats itself, it means that we need to pay attention. One thing I want you to know here is that he did not call him Peter. He called him Simon. So he put him back to where he started from. That is so important how the Lord addressed you. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Well, what are these? I kept reading this. We can really never be sure what these are. these are. That's English for you. But the gist of the matter is, he wanted Peter to say that he loved him more than anything else. That's the key. So the these does not matter. Jesus Christ wants the supreme position in your life. It's got to be him or nothing. Is that clear? It's got to be him or nothing. So, these can mean a lot of things. Some suggest it was fishing. Some suggest it was the other disciples. But I get to the conclusion it does not matter. He was just simply asking, am I first in your life? I want you to think about your life. What part of your life you still haven't surrendered to the Lord? You're still holding it back and say, no, that's not for you. You can't have this part of my life. I submit to you, Jesus is asking you the same question. Lovest thou me more than these? And then Peter responds, but listen to the first reply that Jesus gives. He says, feed my lambs. Wow. What are lambs? There you go, Nancy. Say it.
Baby sheep.
So he was telling Peter this, is that in the church or the body of Christ, there are going to be baby Christians that are not mature. And he wants you to be delicate with them. Sometimes when we go to work, we'll beat up baby lambs, but God loves them. And he wants Peter to feed them and be gentle. And many a time in the scripture you say, he said, I wanted to give you some meat, but I had to give you the milk. Because you couldn't handle the word, it would have choked you. You ever been there? I know I've been reading a study of God's word for a long time. I told you when I started, I got the book. I'm like, where's the pen?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.